Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Yes, I'm Deborah Lee. I will be conducting your readings during the show, and I want to... Okay, all right.
The audience does drugs.
They're on their own delayed time schedule.
I accidentally hit it. I actually did something stupid. It'd be my fault. But anyway, go ahead. Audience, all right.
All right. I want to stress that we're using only ordinary playing cards, which I'm showing to our Facebookers right now. They are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, where you can watch us live streaming if you'd like to see us in action. So anyway, ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not oracle cards, not any other system aside from personal prophecy. And that's what you heard in the intro that my grandmother taught me all those many years ago. So also I'd like to mention that for your readings, when you call in, or if, like Jim will explain to you, if you have a question and you're in the Facebook crowd, and we have a lull in calls, of course, we're going to turn to you.
I will discuss that.
Yeah, he'll tell you all about that. So I would like to mention that we'll be using a full 24-card layout for each of your calls so that I can see what else is maybe going on in your life, the landscape of it, the architecture, however you'd like to word it, I guess. And then we will respond to your question or two. All right. So for time constraint, we can only offer two questions. And Jimbo is right here. He's going to take you through the rest of the, what do you call it?
The introduction is not over. I want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also want to remind folks that if you're an international caller or an international Facebook Live viewer, let us know, and we'll give you an international shout-out, like we're going to give to Cho from the UK.
Cho, good to have you.
Cho hath arriveth. All right, that number, 515-602-9676, that's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message. Message says, basically, you can listen to the show while you wait, and it is a fact. You can listen to the show while you wait. If you don't hear a show, something went wrong, hang up and dial again. Or any other point of the time, if all of a sudden the show goes away, hang up and dial again. All right, but when we do take you live, and we shall do so, you will know, we ask that you do the following things if you legally and safely can. We ask that you go old school, get rid of the speakerphone, get rid of the Bluetooth devices, go right phone to the face, kill all the background noises, stop all the multitasking you've been doing. What else there? Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Well, basically, everything that you normally do in everyday life, because the joy of the cell phone freedom, pretend you don't have freedom. Pretend you got to go to your nice, quiet, happy space, room, quiet, comfy, great cell phone reception. If you can do that, it's going to help everybody out, because your phone call goes through not just the cell phone world. It goes into Blog Talk's website, comes out our computer to our speakers, and there's going to be some degree of loss of quality. Don't know how much. Sometimes you can't tell. Sometimes it's bad. So anything you can do to make it better is going to make it better for you, better for us, better for the listeners. And it'll speed up a little bit, speed things up a little bit if we don't have to keep repeating ourselves. So we get more people in that way. You know, that cannot call in. Typically, that's our international crowd. But there's some folks that just can't do it domestically. We will occasionally open the floor of Facebook Messenger. Okay, now, you have to wait till we open that Florida message because there's no automatic cool hold system with a queue or anything. So you can't call. So we say to call. If you call when we're not 100% ready, we're going to have to hang up. We got to. Don't do it. All right. And other stipulations are when you do make that audio or video call, it would be to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Club Doctor Show, which means you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. Not a big deal, but that's just the Facebook rules that are out there, okay? That is the sound of the harps, which we use here to signify we're transitioning from Deborah's reading, intuitive card reading, done. Time for single angel card reading. That's what you're going to get before we move on to the next caller. We can't go on forever. You can't fire off, oh, the harp, I must ask a couple quickies. Don't do that, please. I'm a good guy, but sometime I'm going to get pissed and start putting mute on because please work with us. Please, please, please. You can call back other shows. If you got a burning question, write it down on a piece of paper. We'll do other shows. It's cool. We encourage people to keep calling back, especially if they got a kind of a sticky situation. You keep on checking in on it, you know, give more development and stuff. Do that. Or if you would like me not to be in the picture, go to psychiclovedoctor.com and arrange for a private reading. Then you've got whatever time block that you've arranged, you got it. And there will be no gym with harps. Okay. So, and tonight's angel cards are the old school ones, the original ones we started out with. They're good. Oldie but a goodie. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Did you get that going for us? All right. I like this. This is the way to start off with mystery. Tonight's first caller is from somewhere. Skype, all ones. Who are you calling from?
Hello.
I hear something.
Hello there. Hello. Hi. Welcome to the show. Who are we speaking?
Well, thank you so much. This is Wendy calling from California.
Oh, Wendy.
Look at her calling on Skype. Yes. Tricking us. We like
Hi
it.
There, Wendy. Good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. It's always a gift to speak to the two of you. Well, it's official. My appeal has been submitted, and they sent me a copy. I like the way it was presented for the most part. A few pieces were embarrassing, but my attorney said that it's for they feel that it's relevant and will make my case stronger. And they're also doing an attachment. They're calling it Exhibit A, and they're including a lot of photographs. So as my attorney said, I've got so much going on. They could go on and on and on, adding more stuff. But I did email some relevant information that he can keep in their arsenal. So the party has begun.
Great. I'm so glad. Well, tell us, what's your question for us this evening?
Well, my question is, and you know what I like about what they wrote? They said, you've had since June of last year. So what is that, 6 months? Over 8 months. And they said that they even did a third-party evaluation and kind of slapped their hands because they never asked for one. And the comments that they did make were by a person that has never met me. Basically, how dare they? So,
yeah, really.
And I think what I like most about it is he really suggests that if they don't approve me, there will be litigation.
Okay. Okay.
So my question is, how quickly do you think this is going to go? The insurance company is not going to lie down and say, I'm sorry. So how quickly will this transpire now that the company knows that we're going to play hardball?
Okay, I'm laying down your cards and taking a look for you right this minute.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. They're not going to just roll over, but they realize now they have to respond. They have to come back with something. So,
they're probably
not going to be acceptable to you guys, but you'll probably have a couple back and forth. But we'll see what the cards say. Maybe they'll want to put this to bed since there's legal people involved. we shall see, right, Deb? Hopefully that would be the case.
Well, let's practice patience. The cards are indicating that, yeah, it's going to take some time. They may even ask for some more information from what I see. Well, oh, sure.
Yeah. But at least the process is officially started. That's a good thing.
Yes, at least that. So, but yeah, I think they're going to drag their heels. And I'm sorry to tell you that, but...
It's probably who they are, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, go ahead.
Will my attorney said that he suspects highly that it's because of the high level of the indemnity plan that I have, and that if they deny this appeal, he said that they're targeting me and there it would be litigation. Will it get to litigation or will he's going to be forceful? So
right,
is it going to get to litigation or are we going to
right at this win? Point? It's going to be, reviewed by the insurance people. And right now I don't see that they're going to jump right into that.
Yeah, they probably got to sit down and do a little discussion as a team, I would imagine, figure out their strategy.
Well, they knew that the appeal was coming. They weren't born yesterday, but... And they also know my attorney's name. He's dealt with them in the past. And they know that he'll play hardball. So this attorney's been doing this. He comes from a family of attorneys. And he's been doing this. All he does is what he's done for me. He helps people to overcome a denial that's unjust and unfair. So... Do you have an intuition? If it goes to litigation, then there might be a lot more money involved for me. Or will they go ahead and approve me?
Well, that's the direction I'm leaning, but I don't want to, promise too much here because there's still plenty of room here for disappointment on that. But for right now, the paperwork is going to take its, the right course. It's going to go through channels.
Yeah, the legal world.
Yeah.
Nothing goes fast.
No. But I am seeing relief coming for you, Wendy. So,
well, thank you. And you know what?
Go ahead.
I think that they're going to be, the insurance company is going to be a little taken aback because there's an avalanche of proof, and they had carte blanche from me. I gave them full permission to go back as far as they wanted, and they were just lackadaisical. So I think they're gonna. I hope they feel like they're shoved in a corner. And I think it's good that my attorney suggested that this is urgent, and we need this approval right now for my safety, health, and quality of life.
Absolutely. Now, Jim's going to give you an angel card.
Yes.
And Janelle came over again today. She's my caregiver for visit number two. And she's very nice. I think we're hopefully it'll be a very harmonious caregiver situation for a long time.
I saw that in the cards that the two of you were going to get on famously together. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jimbo, what you got?
Subject of the angel card reading is overcoming difficulties.
That's good.
Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges.
Well, I like that for you, Wendy. Love it.
Well, I do, too. And I think now that this insurance company knows who they are dealing with, and I think lackadaisical approach, they're going to probably have to stop and think about all this evidence that they could have pulled out themselves, but they weren't in a hurry to do that. And my insurance company is looking pretty bad. And Intuitively, I think that I have a good chance of being approved. My attorneys feel like I have a very strong case. So,
I think so too, Wendy.
They're
just not going to rush to settle this.
Yeah, attorneys are not eager to take on losing cases.
That's right.
They gain nothing from it.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, they've got 6 weeks to respond. So,
that's a long time.
The 7th. So about the 3rd week of March or so, I guess.
Well.
Or St. Patrick's Day.
Hopefully. Yeah. Oh, that would be interesting.
Okay. Well, take care, hon.
Yeah.
And I love that you keep us posted on, you know, everything that's happening for you.
Absolutely.
Yep.
It's always very nice to chat with the two of you, and I anticipate the day will come when I call you and we'll be celebrating.
I hope so.
We will be here.
And I'm looking forward
thank
to that.
You.
The day will come. It's not an if, it's a when. That's
all right. Well, thank you.
Very true.
Yep,
yes,
right.
Hon, take care.
We'll be here, unless we have a meteor strength.
Have a good
there.
Evening. I know
all
it's
right.
not there for you yet.
Oh, you too. Take care.
Take care.
All right, bye for now. All righty. Yeah. Well, she's full of surprises with the Skype.
Yeah.
She Skyped us.
She's so lovely, that lady.
Yeah, she's very, very nice. I know Cho has to leave in about 15 minutes, but Cho, you know, keep on. And
well, Cho, we've enjoyed you every time you
come in early. I like it.
Attend the show.
I like it. We know you got to go. When you got to go, you got to go, right? Isn't that what they said on Jurassic Park?
When the guy ran to the...
Goldblum, the actor, said it. Yeah, when you got to go, you got
to go. As the money guy is running to the...
He was the reporter guy. Remember they hired different people to come there? I think he was the reporter guy that was going to document the thing in the story.
No, he was a money guy that was there to confirm that they were going to...
Actually, it's so long
movies,
ago.
Like, what,
that was
20,
a, that
30
was a
years
long time
ago?
Ago. Speaking of not movies, let's take another caller. We're going to 413, Massachusetts, 413. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
What's your name, please? Your first name?
This is Karen.
Karen?
Karen, really? Okay.
All right.
Awesome,
yes.
Karen.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Have you been with us?
We can hear you, yes.
Have you joined us before? For a show?
Yes, I have.
All right. Well, tell us what's going on for you and what your question or two would be.
Okay. I had called in the past because I have RA, and I was wondering if I was going to get approved for disability, and you said I would, and I found out that I was.
Oh, lovely.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's
wonderful.
Everything helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a miserable thing. My question is, I found this, I don't know if he's a doctor, he's a guy who does acupuncture and a lot of other things. And I guess he's had Lyme and RA before.
Okay.
And I guess he's helped people supposedly to get rid of it, which some people say you don't get rid of it. But it's going to be a little pricey, and I wanted to know what you see, if you see that it's actually going to help me before I get into this, because it takes a while to get better.
Heavy.
Yeah.
That's a heavy reading.
Well, I'm going to give
you my
best.
The dev is up to the task. That's a heavy reading. Yeah. We'll give it a little... medical, although we know we aren't medical experts, and acupuncture is a science. Some people go hocus pocus, but it is a science.
Yeah, it's not the acupuncture that he'll be using. He does a lot of other things.
Gotcha. Roger that. Well, yeah. Anyway, we're not experts on any of that other stuff he does. Whatever it may be, we are not experts, so we have a disclaimer.
But often, alternative medicine can do more good than traditional.
It seems like typically it doesn't do harm.
No.
Seems like when they start pumping you full of pharmaceutical drugs is when you can get harm. But when people start using old traditional stuff, that seems to, if it doesn't seem to have some big side effects like pumping those big giant horse pills you get at a pharmacy. They can destroy, you know, your organs and stuff like that.
Okay, Karen, He looks very immersed within his field. He's very good. I feel that he would definitely put his best efforts forward for you. Okay, he's really committed to the work he does. If he's the one, say he's just in charge, those who work with him are he has vetted them. They're extremely strong in terms of their skills. So this is not some schlub place.
We don't want to go to schlub place.
No, we don't. This is somebody that I think could do remarkable work for you.
Oh, that's fantastic because basically I know people that have had it for years and it's very painful. And I know one person that says nothing has worked for him. And there's other people that say that you never get rid of it. There are some doctors that actually give antibiotics because they say it's from a Lyme co-infection, which is like mycoplasma and different stuff like that. It's a co-infection. But, so I wanted to know because I guess he said this could take a year, so it's going to cost me a bit of money, but I mean, if you can get better, it's worth it, I guess, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely, you can't put a price on that at all,
bringing the right mindset to these appointments and these various practices is a lot that's involved. You know, the mind itself is a great healer.
Terrible thing to wait.
And some people who are so mired in their sense of doom and gloom and, oh, I'm going to have to live like this forever. Well, often if we just start with our own shift in attitude, it's amazing what we can bring to our own health in the long run. So personally, and I would love to hear more from you, have you call more often, but personally, looking over your cards right now, I am seeing a tremendous amount of light that to me means healing is coming to you. Okay, so
I mean, I'm wondering also if you're looking at them right now, it might cause me to lose the disability, but if I'm better, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if it's something that helps, even if it doesn't totally kick it to the curb, I mean, that's still. I've got to have some value. It's got to be worthy at least to help alleviate.
Yeah, right. And you know, try to remember to run your own race, RA, that you've got. Other people can really affect our own, our positivity by hearing their stories. Well, maybe the best thing to do is just take your own path, you know. I do feel, though, I'm seeing quite a bit of, like I said, healing for you.
Well, that's good.
Oh, that's good.
That's what you want to see is some kind of light at the tunnel.
I don't know if it does show that I would probably end up losing the disability if I'm better, but that's not really
I didn't see quite that far.
Right, and that's probably wouldn't show in the car, so she maybe started actually undergoing treatment,
It's true, right. It'd be part of the threat.
Right now, you see it's a positive thing to do so. You don't see exactly how so exactly, but there's going to be a positive outcome of some kind, what you see.
Right. Now you have
your buddy
go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead. No, just kidding. we cut you off. Shame on us. We cut you off.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you did say that I would have I forgot how you worded it before, windfall or something. I don't know if that's what this is because it's not really that, but that hasn't happened yet. But this isn't really a windfall.
Are you talking about your previous reading?
Yes, she had also said that in one, but that hasn't happened yet. But
anything, you didn't see anything in the cards about that, right?
I didn't see you losing
anything.
Yay
or nay, negative or positive.
No,
she didn't see anything
I felt that you would actually move forward with, you know, your own sense of well-being. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, well, I mean, that's really important.
Well, I feel excited with this man and his practice. I really do.
I mean, he wouldn't have a practice if something...
That's right.
There wasn't positive results.
And if he was on
for
the
people,
that's true.
If he was on the hinky side, he'd come through in the carts.
And they don't last
like
that,
that
long either. They come and they go and they reinvent themselves with a different name and, you know, different crap. But if this guy's... Has he been doing this for a long time?
I believe so. I think he said, I think he did say for a long time, so.
Good. Well, that's a key right there. Somebody's been doing something like that for a long time. They don't do it by sucking, okay? Right. Or shice.
Exactly.
People. The word, in the internet world, even in the old days, the shicers could get away with it because there wasn't social media for people to put posts. No, you could put a post on the on Better Materials website.
Yes.
So nowadays, if you're a shyster, you better stand by because
it gets around.
It will get around.
You're going to get around and you're going to have to disappear and then reinvent yourself with another, I'm Dr. Schnipplegruben or something, you know, some other name.
Karen, I really feel very hopeful for you. I think you're going to beat this. But I don't want to, you know, build you up for a fall.
Yes.
But I think if with the right mindset and the right determination, you're going to experience healing.
But I would imagine that once you start, they're going to, you got to have probably go through some evaluation where they decide a treatment plan, I would think. So I would say no to
people.
Yeah,
you said it would take like a year. So it's $300 a month for a year is a bit of money, so.
Yeah, do they have payment plans or anything?
I don't know, but.
Oh, I would ask.
If you joined a spa, it would be expensive too.
Yeah, or if you had a cocaine habit, that would be expensive. Yeah. You had a bad gambling habit, so at least you're spending money in a positive way.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's what I figure. It could be wasting it on other things or something.
Yep, absolutely. Yes, indeed.
So I'm excited for you. I hope you'll keep us posted on your progress. And Jim has a healing card for you.
No, I have an angel card. Healing angel cards tonight.
All right.
We have so many angel cards, she got confused. This is the standard old school angel cards where each card is potentially a different angel. This one is Victory by Archangel Sandalphon. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. So you just got to probably
throw the what?
You probably just got to, unfortunately, put the patient's hat on. Not that kind of patient. Right. You got to be patient, not like be a patient. Or both, actually.
Yeah,
that's
right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. I've had this for almost 5 years, and I feel like I was directed. I saw this guy in a certain, it's like a free magazine thing with different healing things and all kinds of stuff like that, and I feel like I was directed to see him in there.
I think so, too.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's serendipity for you.
Right.
Yep. All right, well, thank you for calling. We wish
good
you so much
you.
Good luck, and you know where to find us. We do not hide. You can call us anytime.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And much luck to you. All right. And we shall keep on. And who's next on our list? Ah, this is much closer to home for us, Deb.
It is.
It is area code 703, Northern Virginia, D.C. area. 703, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello, good night. Thanks for taking my call. This is Vicki.
Hi there. How are you?
I am doing good. How are you guys doing?
Oh,
rocking and rolling.
We can't complain.
Rocking and rolling.
Tuesday
awesome,
is a good day
because awesome.
Monday is over.
Yeah.
Tuesday is a good day. Monday is over.
That's right.
Word up on that dog.
Yeah. All right. So tell us what's happening and how can we help?
Well, I'm looking for employment. I am employed, but I'm looking for a new career, hopefully within the federal government. I've been applying like crazy. So what type of energy are you guys picking up?
Good. Are you currently a federal employee right now?
No, I'm not. No.
Okay. Do you have any past federal experience or military or anything?
Yeah. Huh? Past federal, I've worked as a contractor for one agency.
Okay. So that, as a contractor, that probably wouldn't count as towards your retirement. That's too bad. But
no.
Whatever.
Oh, no,
right
no.
Now,
no.
That's not your big concern. But I know a lot of times people, a lot of times people in the military do 10, 20 years in the military, then they shift over to the federal government, and that, if they can
oh, that works
up.
Wonderful. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I think there's certain different types of programs you can pay it a little bit out of your paycheck, and I think they're pay a little
oh,
bit. Yeah, take a little in it, it pays towards your insurance. You know, everything's complicated in this world of anything that's going to help you out. They make it tough. But, yeah. All right, well, that's okay, though. New job.
Yes, it's right around the corner for you.
It's good that you still have a job. That makes it better.
No, I thought she said she was unemployed.
No, you're currently working, right?
Yes, I am. That's what I said. I am working.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a job search. You can be – it's so much better to look for a new job when you have one, so you don't have to have any kind of desperation.
Yes, so there is a new job coming for you. It's going to be a big, wonderful change, and there's more – money attached.
Ah, so, the good old money.
Yeah, I think you're really going to like that.
Yeah, baby. Everybody likes
so
the green stuff.
Of course. So is this with the federal government or just a new career coming through?
I think it's definitely government connected. But it could be in a whole different sort of arena than maybe you imagined, but be open to it because it looks very good.
But you said connected, so just remember that, connected.
Yeah.
Which means you could be working for a company that does a lot of business with the federal government, but that doesn't
well,
make you...
Well, and you know, and, but you yeah, know in up. This area too, Northern Virginia, most companies, that's all we have is the federal
okay.
government.
She knows how that goes there in 703 area code. Oh, she knows that.
Yeah.
Very well, very well.
Now, do you have a partner?
No, I do not, but I'm open.
Oh, then I've got to tell you this.
Oh, stand by for this news.
Connected to this new job is you meeting the love of your life, and marriage is really very highlight.
So it looks like it's a long-term possibility is what you're saying.
So let's go back.
So wait. Right, so I'm getting a new job and I'm getting a man at the same time?
Absolutely.
Probably not at the exact same moment. It's probably not like, hey, you're not probably not going to have an interview. It's like, yeah, I'm going to hire you and marry you. You're not going to probably get that busy. But
he is going to love your sense of humor. I see it right here. The two of you are going to have such a good time together. He's funny. He's spontaneous. He's loving. And, oh, my gosh.
It sounds like a freaking song.
Yeah, and if you don't want
to
send him over here.
He's loving. He's spontaneous. All right. Like an old song.
You're going to go to work giggling after you've met him. I think he works somewhere around.
Oh, sorry. I had a Facebook thing. I tried to warn you. I couldn't get the warning in time. Go ahead. We're all
and,
good.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to be
on.
So happy. So this, you found the, no, what was it? How did you decide to start looking for a job? Out of the blue?
I had a contract before, as I said before, with the federal government. That
yep.
ended. And I thought I wanted to do something else, and I got it. I'm like, nope, I don't want it. I want to get back into the federal government as a full-time employee. So I've been trying to manifest and kind of put that out in the universe. So, and just see what happens.
Hey, you know what? There's no reason to try to speak better.
Just
to better yourself.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to want to do
not.
That.
You need it.
Did
not.
I say that I don't have enough double negatives?
Yeah, it is.
I should have had seven double negatives instead of six. You don't want even double negatives, depending on how you work.
Well,
go ahead.
We need to read your cards more often because he's right here under Sure to Come True. And there's a new home here. I think that you're going to, it's like winning the love lottery.
Wow.
Wow. So you know what? I will definitely keep you guys posted for sure.
Oh,
definitely.
Thank you.
I'm not ready yet.
Yeah, thank you so much because, you know, when the real thing comes along, these cards know just how to pick up on it. They really do focus on matters of the heart. And my
you know what, because
go ahead.
I've been trying the online dating and it sucks. So I was just like, you know,
yeah.
I want to meet someone out there, just out there. You know what I mean?
Online dating sites are filled with scammers, liars, players. You know, I've done reviews on them. I can't even say one that I really think is decent. And
I know.
Also,
noise.
A few years ago, I was scammed out of $85,000. Yep, somebody I met on a dating website. So no more. No more of that. Yeah, I know. And it was ridiculous. The romance scams are so slick that you don't even realize you're getting played. And you know.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm
so
sorry to hear that. Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
But the tough lesson, I was a vulnerable new widow. So
and
yeah,
they played on that, right? They do. They picked up on that and they played on that. Yep.
Yeah. He said, "Give me the money for 2 weeks. I will pay you back with even more." And I was stupid. Fell for it. So, oh boy. Anyway, for you, good thing you're getting off those dating sites. There's nothing there. I would see it, and I don't. I think that we have to let this happen organically, okay?
Yep, and I agree. I agree.
All right, well, here comes your angel card.
All right, here it is. The subject of your angel card is prioritize. It is Archangel Metatron, my Transformer angel. Focus on your highest priorities. I will help you get organized and motivated.
Great.
Okay.
Love it.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling and holding.
You have fantastic.
You're welcome.
Cards.
I will definitely call you guys and keep you posted. I'm excited.
We
thank you.
Love that. We
will be here.
Yes.
We shall be here.
Thank
so
you.
Good luck. I think you won't need it, though.
Oh, yeah, I just got back on. Joe gave us a good night. Remember, he had to go.
Oh,
he's probably
yes,
gone by
Joe.
Now. I had to go into Facebook like 3-4 times before I get back.
Thanks so much, Joe. Take care.
He's probably gone, but he can watch the replay.
All right.
Yeah, I was typing a little gibberish,
yeah,
and it wasn't showing up to me.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, now it appears when I've gotten back in for the third time. So, anyway, all right, real quick, some part of this conversation reminding me of a conversation I had today, and we got a little bit of time. We're not going to screw anybody. I was talking with some of the folks that are basically a half a generation behind, and they were talking about computers. And I was like, you know, when we were kids, they thought Pong was like an Atari game. I was like, no, Pong was I don't even know what the name of that system was. I had that. Remember that old Pong game that you could play at home? It's all it did was play Pong.
I believe it was on Atari.
It wasn't the one I had, was it?
No.
Oh, no. And that was in the way, like, early 70s.
But I played it on Atari.
Yeah, everybody adopted it because I don't think they actually, patented it. Whoops, shame on them. But, yeah, Atari did have it. But, I mean, there was a system out that had it before that.
Yeah.
But, anyway, that opened up more doors, and they were like, what'd you guys do? I was like, we did a lot of things. And I said, you know what? You know what? I said, you don't remember this Hampton Roads back in the 80s and early 90s? There was billions and billions of clubs out there and dance places because, you know what? There was no social media, so people had to go out and find each other. Now, right in this area, we have like 3 or 4 jamming places.
Yeah.
Nothing. The country spots survived. The country places seem to survive really well for some reason. You notice? But otherwise, unless you're in a big, giant city, I mean, this is not small, but there's only a couple.
Well, and people don't sit outside like they used 2 years ago, you know, and visit with the neighbors, by and large. I mean, they really don't.
Yeah, I mean, if you were, if whatever age you could get into a bar, depending on the state and the time, you were there because that's how you met girls or how girls met guys.
Yeah.
That was the only place on this planet.
Or you might get lucky in the grocery store or
but usually not if you're 19 to 21, typically, because you don't hang out in grocery stores when you're 19 to 21. You know, But now it's like they got social media or whatever. They're playing games, and it's just different. It's like, yeah, all those clubs went bye-bye. A whole different era. It was interesting. It was like educating them. Like, they were like a half a generation behind. It wasn't a full, like they were my children's age. But not far ahead. Like, oh, yeah. I was like, you don't understand. Video games were only in arcades. You had to have some quarters, or you weren't playing a video game.
Right.
Even those little, when Atari came out, those were garbage. Those were little bleep, 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 bleep. But if you wanted a really cool game, you had to grab some quarters and play in the damn arcade. Start pumping quarters. But notice all those things don't exist anymore, except for the nostalgia type places. All right, let's take our next caller. Caller, where are you? Oh, look at that. We are traveling internationally.
To
Canada. 613. Oh, Canada. And I believe this could be the capital of the entire country area.
Really?
Hello, 613. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Oh, there you are.
We're doing groovy.
Have we spoken with you before?
Yes, you have. This is Edwin. Well, last month, actually.
Okay.
Oh,
that's not
good. That long ago, yeah.
Okay, so what brings you to the show this evening?
When I called you last month, I was talking about a girl I was interested in, and you guys felt pretty good, and you're telling me just to, like, try your shot and everything. So I kind of did, not really fully. And, you know, since then, like, you know, it's just kind of got weird between us, too. It's almost like you feel there's an attraction between us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, too, it just hasn't really got there or anything yet. I think it's part of it just because where we are, where we're working, it's just a hard time trying to get us by ourselves. So there's always people around.
Have you gone out on dates? Have you dated?
No, because we haven't got kids. We haven't really got to talk.
They haven't got
to talk. Now.
They're still like
especially
at the... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's just especially now, like it's just we're always with other people. Or there's times when we see each other as with other people. Like when we finally do get together by ourselves, like I know she's very giddy and like, you know, we could talk really well and everything, but there's just other people around. And it's almost like these people, that's what we describe as some of these people are just, it's almost like they're gossipers and big mouths and stuff. And, you know, we just don't really want to be put into that.
Sure.
Get half our names. Yeah.
Pretty common at the workplace.
Yeah. Common.
Yes, exactly. Around the office and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, we kind of like push away. And then like there's been some times too, it's like it's just when she's, it's almost like I feel like she's trying to get me jealous at times, you know, she's some things. But then after, like she comes back and then like when we're by herself, she wants to get to me. What? It's like there's still that attention. So I'm just wondering because I'm also starting to get other attention.
Right.
You're
I'm wondering if should I still pardon? Yeah, if I should still pursue this.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
so you kind of want a continuation of the first question that you asked last month, basically.
Yeah.
You want to see if this
a little
is
bit,
still cards that look like it's worth going after.
Yeah,
still.
Is it still worth it? Because I did try my part. Like I gave her my number, but she never really called. But then there's still like you know this. I like attention that I get from her and everything. Like she wants something. So.
I definitely buy on her with her card. Try into her life and see what she's maybe not hiding or maybe what she's not being forthcoming with or feelings that she's bottling up for some reason or whatever it is.
So you guys aren't even texting like friends would?
No, like, because I gave her my number and I never really got her number because I was gonna do all that stuff, you know, if she called, but she never did. So, like...
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what you got to say about this.
Well, first of all...
Miss Deborah?
The first thing that I see in these cards is she finds you devastatingly handsome.
Oh, devastatingly handsome.
And it makes her giddy and she acts like a schoolgirl. So if you notice that about her...
I get that.
You actually use the word... You said that.
She's swooning. Okay, swooning.
All the words are coming out now. Swooning and giddy.
And it's like taking her so by surprise. She doesn't know how to react. She's scared and yet drawn at the same time.
Hmm.
It
sounds like
that.
She's fighting
him.
He's getting all this.
Well, he did say that.
Yeah.
He said all that. He feels that she wants to reciprocate. For some reason, she's not taking the next step.
And that's
what he wants to know. What the frickin' frack is going on here?
Well, and if you're too aggressive, she's going to run like a rabbit.
Well, right. And he's not.
And that's I get too exactly.
And he's not. He is not. He's doing it right. He hasn't scared her into the rabbit hole yet, so he's playing it right.
Do people at work ever go out for a drink or go for lunch or do something besides work?
No.
Oh, well, I'm glad I don't work here. I'll tell you that, man.
He's actually in another department.
Do that crap.
I'm sorry. What did you say? Jim was. Telling us.
She's actually in another department, too.
Oh, well, that is a different thing. Yeah, I concur there.
Well, you do look like you're at an impasse here. But the girl is interested. I just am not well equipped. Maybe Jim. Jim is kind of our...
But I'm not a female.
No, but you're the guy, and you know how to approach these more... Shy.
I don't know if it's shy. It's strange. That's why I was wondering if you could see something that's going on. Because that when you give somebody a number, you expect
to hear something
or a negative, a positive or a negative. You don't expect to hear nothing.
Is she on Facebook?
Social media, anything?
Because you could look for.
Never really looked, but I think that was something that would be. Maybe creepy or something, you know, just to jump on and say something to her like that.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Complimented something she had up.
Or just ask her.
Yeah.
Hey, are you on Facebook? I am.
Yeah. And see if she's receptive
to that. If she freaks out and like wants to run or something, she's like, ooh, won't talk about that again. But, you know, yeah.
All right. I can bottom line this for you.
Yeah, that's what he wants. Bottom line, Bill.
Well, just don't ever tell her that somebody told you this. Because cringe. She's afraid to be alone with you because she thinks she's going to want to lose her panties.
Well, you can buy a new pair of panties. It's no big deal if you lose your panties. You can buy more.
She's just thinking that you are just so...
Though you women get screwed on the price of those panties.
We do.
Our boxers, even for a good set of boxers, you buy a big package for not a big deal. You women, good Lord, they
those
screw you over.
Those little lacy Band-Aids. They're like $7, $10.
They take you chicks to the cleaners on those things, I'll tell you.
She's worried about the ramifications of work. If the two of you get together, she is really halfway seduced by you.
They're in different departments. I don't know that there's I don't know his work situation and their rules, but different department usually
they won't
isn't
care.
A big deal if it's not a, I don't know. I can't speak for him. Where we are, different departments usually is not a problem.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I'll say one thing. She might be moving on to another department, too. So I want to see if I could try this fast or something.
Yeah, well, Facebook is a good, or Instagram. That's where everybody goes, too.
You've got to watch out, though, when you start checking these people out. Every once in a while, a third-party software comes out and shows them exactly who's been looking at their stuff.
But, yeah, so don't be creepy that way. Put a like or something.
Yeah. You know? I would... verbalize it before I ever even went to the page.
Or send her a friend request.
You could do that, too.
Yeah.
If you do a flat-out friend request, that's not creeping, then.
No.
You're making yourself...
I could probably do that. You know what I'm thinking?
What?
I'm thinking I also run, like, a little business or whatever, online business, and maybe I could do something where I could send her there. And ask her what she thinks.
Yeah.
You guys just gave me an idea.
There you go.
Just gave me an idea.
Yep, a lot of different reasons to go down that road and make it sound like, hey, check this out. This is what I also do here. What do you think?
She's definitely interested. Just...
Well, he knows.
Yeah.
Like, I get that feeling.
Kind of wondering why it's in slow motion.
Well...
Very slow motion. Super slow motion.
I think it's kind of a self-esteem, you know, and it sort of looks like she's not had good luck with guys before. Too much.
Okay, well, that. See, that's what I was wondering.
I get that.
He gets that.
I was wondering about that.
You are like a rock star to her, and she just can't talk. She's probably sweating bullets.
It happens, yes, when we talk sometimes. Like, it really, you know, unless if we're by ourselves, it's so hard to get ourselves by ourselves. Actually, even too, sometimes when we're by ourselves, she'll just get giddy, and then she just goes on, and it's just, you know.
Horrible.
It does.
It really does.
It sounds very like 15, 16-year-olds.
Yeah, really.
In our day.
Yeah.
I think 15, 16-year-olds are more sophisticated now. They don't even act like that. But in our day, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, send her to your little business and get her opinion.
Yeah, it seems like I'll...
Yeah, go ahead.
Seems like I'll meditate and visualize on this and try to get us together. And
I think it's going to be a win.
A beamer.
Once she gets over her nervousness and all.
Yeah.
So.
How old are you folks about?
Yeah, what is your age?
Are you guys in the same age range, first of all?
I don't know her age, but I'm in my 40s.
And she's how old do you think?
I think she's either my age or maybe a little older, I'll say that.
Okay, so that's not an issue here.
No, it's not.
Not an issue. It's rolling out the door. And they're old enough for that. Yeah. So it must be something in her past then.
That's all I can think of.
Yeah, I'm getting a feeling like that. But
it's got to be. It'd be one thing if she was in her early 20s and maybe she lived in the middle of some country road where she didn't get to meet guys. But at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it sounds like she's probably maybe had. And maybe someday you'll probably get to find out why.
I think so.
Yeah.
And that's the goal. And wants to make sure that it's worthy and not that he should not bail out.
Yeah.
You didn't see any reason for him to bail out.
I think it would be terrific for both of
you. As long as you can be a patient soul.
Yeah, give her some space here.
If you're okay with being patient, then I'd keep on being patient. And your angel card reading, subject is crystal clear intentions.
Yeah.
And this is from Archangel Michael himself. He says, be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
Yep, that's manifesting right there.
So, and which means you got to be patient. You got to be patient. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think
that's actually pretty good because.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's pretty good because I was gonna also ask you about that because my other question before I asked you guys when I talked to you guys was that I was talking about on. A business started and everything, and you guys said go with it. And as this year started, I have this powerful feeling. My confidence is up. I'm working out. I'm feeling good.
Wow.
And it's more like I feel that I'm going this direction of this business, and it's like I just feel confident. I'm a new person, and like I have like a warrior mentality type of thing, and I'm just moving forward, and I just
and
feel
like that
I'm like.
Like that card said, you got to maintain your focus.
And you're also getting ready for the rest of your life.
Sure. I mean,
so
that's...
you've made a big... Yes. Oh, my God.
It's like part two of life.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Some people go through many parts. Some go through one big part. But,
there's
nothing wrong with that.
Good for you. Well, thank you so much for calling us.
Yes, thank you for holding and being patient. And call back anytime.
Get the development.
We do
as
shows
they
galore.
Happen.
Shows galore.
I will do that for you. I'll give you the
development. Take care.
You're still in Canada, right?
Definitely, yeah. But definitely am.
Way to go, eh? All right.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah,
thanks,
I know.
Guys.
All right, darling. Take care.
And we can make fun of that a little bit because we're in northern Minnesota.
Yeah, we're from Duluth.
Now, we can throw a rock to Canada, but it was like 100 miles. That ain't nothing on a highway.
No.
100 miles. Yeah. And they come, people go up there all the time from Duluth. They come down to Duluth all the time, especially in the summer. They love our place for some reason in the summer. So we're kind of like a mesh. We're mesh with the Thunder Bayers and stuff like that from Ontario.
Yep, loved it.
I remember those commercials. They were hilarious. All right, I'm going to extend the show because we have another caller and we don't want to shortchange them. That would be poor form.
All right, this should be our last.
It probably looks like it is, whether we like it or not, Deb.
Yeah.
All right, golden area code 708, which is in Illinois, 708.
Hello there.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good. We're doing
good.
Well.
Yeah, great. Glad you got in.
And who are we speaking to?
Delphine.
Delphine. What a cool name. All right. Well, are you new to the show?
It's been a long time since I called.
Okay, but it was still, last time you called, it was still Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah.
Or what? Yeah.
Because we did a lot of radio.
Okay.
A long time
yeah.
ago, we did multiple radio shows.
Oh, we did. That's right.
Okay, but anyway, I'm just curious. All right, go ahead.
What can we help you with, hon? What's on your mind?
My question is, when do you see me getting engaged to Juan?
Oh, to Juan.
That name sounds familiar, and it can't be a coincidence. So the last time you called, it was about Juan, was it not?
It's been so long, so I don't remember.
Well, okay, let's rephrase that question. If it's been that long, then you have obviously had something brewing with Juan for a long time, right?
Well, it's been over almost 2 years.
That sounds about
good.
Right. That sounds about probably.
Yeah.
I don't think we were blog talking on our own 2 years ago.
No, I don't think so.
So there you go. So you probably were already, you probably asked us about Juan back then, even though it's been a while. All right. Well, that's a good question.
Well, if Juan is sharp, he should be aware that Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Yes. Yes. Poor guys out there, get your credit cards, get your checkbooks out. The day that was, I would say it's invented by women. No, it was invented by very smart marketing people.
They so.
Yeah. That knew, like, oh, guys aren't going to want to look like jerkwads and don't get their woman something on Valentine's Day. Oh, no,
yeah.
They're not.
Well, here's the thing about Juan. He's kind of afraid to take the step. Do you get that feeling from him?
No, because actually we've talked about it. We've actually did ring shopping a little bit so he can see what kind of ring I like. So,
wait,
I don't know.
So that means he has officially got on the knee and asked you to marry him?
No.
All right, go ahead,
get an idea of what kind of ring I like. So I'm just, he's talked about it, you know, more than I have. And then all of a sudden he stopped talking about it. So I'm like, okay, what's going on?
I think he's having some private, we'll call it private cold feet about taking the step. I'm not saying he doesn't want to, but you know, it's a big move for men, especially. And sometimes they don't have very supportive friends.
Hurry up.
Who they, you know, they're just like, oh, I can't believe how,
battling this,
you know, you've got a ball and chain now and all of that instead of being supportive. But I really think that he's going to do it. It's just a matter of him figuring out when and how he wants to. So I can't say it's soon, but I would like to think it would be.
Okay, yeah. So you don't see it being this year or anything?
Oh, I think it's this year. Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not like next week. But then he could surprise us all. That's the thing about this method, can change. He can change his mind and say, you know what, I'm doing it. I'm going to do it today. So we have to always allow some wiggle room.
Fudge factor. I always call it the fudge factor.
And you know something else? He thinks every man on earth wants you. That's something else I can hear. He's got a small insecurity about him being able to keep her happy because so many men, I mean, he notices.
He's dragging his feet on the ring thing, but he's worried about that.
Well, you tell me about that.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, if he really thinks, like Beyonce said, if you like it, you better put a ring on it.
Yeah,
and if
that's
he's really
right,
worried
that's
about
right.
that, his ass would have freaking got to the store and busted out 5 credit damn cards. So I don't know. That's why I'm asking
them. I think that what it is he fears the risk of losing you. And he may not ever talk about it, but it's there. And I think a lot of men have it when they're in love with a beautiful lady. you know, they think everybody's looking at her and wants to come and take you away. And it's really kind of sweet if you think about it, you know, that he feels that way. It'll keep him on his toes to be a good man for you. But, yeah, I don't want to build up your hopes by saying, oh, guess what you're getting. If the cards were a little different, I would say he's got a big surprise for Valentine's Day. But I think we have to let it go a little further than that.
And there could be a big surprise for Valentine's, but it doesn't have to be the surprise,
right?
It doesn't have to be that thing, you know.
But you've got his heart. I see nothing else around him that would, you know, lead him astray as far as other women. Not at all. He's yours. Okay. Yep, he's yours.
Because I'm trying. I'm like, okay, now, I mean, I'm being, you know, very patient and, you know, but I don't want to wait like 6 or 7 years and be like,
It's kind of shitty.
Why?
To take her ring shopping and then just like kick the subject to the curb.
Well, he wanted to see what you'd like.
Was that what?
Right. Oh, yes, yes. That was, because I said, he was like, I want to make sure, you know, when I do, it's the right, your style, what kind of style you like. So I have an idea, and I'm like.
They don't speak of it anymore.
Well, he may be brewing a big.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
I see.
I got you, what you're saying.
He's going to act.
I got you. I'm with you, Dev. I see what you're saying. He could have some kind of big. Ba-ba-bam when he wants to bring it out. So he's like super secret, like it's top secret CIA stuff to really surprise you, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. He's planning.
He doesn't want you, because if you went out and looked at rings, all of a sudden he's like, well, damn, now there's no surprise. So maybe he wants to like, oh, let's just not talk about this forever and ever and ever so I can really knock her off her feet, maybe?
I think so.
There's a possibility there as a guy. Yeah, I can see that.
He wants to knock her socks off,
And I said, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, a big surprise. It can be a small, intimate. I don't care. I just don't want to know how you're going to do it. Just surprise me, however you do it.
But the problem is any guy that's savvy enough have known when they say, like, oh, you don't need to give me a gift on Valentine's Day. We know better. And when they say, oh, it doesn't have to be a big deal, we're like, ah, bullshit. We're going to make it a big deal because I don't want to hear about it if it isn't, you know.
I'm okay.
I believe you, but the guy's going to be like, I better be safe and make it a big deal. Well, and if he cares about you, he wants to make it a big deal anyway.
Well, he loves her.
Right.
Yeah. I just want to be shocked and surprised. That's all. That's the only thing.
He may want to really super shock and surprise you, so he's really kind of like, distancing you from the whole thing, and all of a sudden he wants to just ba-bam!
Yeah.
And have you just, like, speechless, I guess, probably is what I'm guessing.
Right. I think so.
If he's a good guy, that's what he would do.
Well, please, you've got a card.
Yeah, I got a card.
Okay.
Alrighty. And this may be for the question or something else. I do not know. Subject is sensitivity.
Wow.
And there's Archangel Haya. And she says, you are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings.
Yeah. Very nice.
And it wasn't a negative.
No, not at all.
It was just it's like you're sensitive, but it's okay. You can honor those feelings. That's who you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, nothing wrong with that. You'll let us know when the moment happens.
I would
love to hear from you.
Make sure you always have your cell phone with you because you can secretly videotape it. Some guys set this. You see it on the internet a lot, and on TV. Some of these guys have people stashed with cell phones and cameras, and it'll be interesting to see. Or he may like just keep it simple, but really sweet for you.
Oh, I hope.
I would like that too.
She sounds like she's not hard to please.
No, he sounds like a dream. He really does.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's better than a nightmare, right?
Well, thanks, Claire. Gosh, you're going to take us out to the end of the show.
You have taken us to the checkered flag.
That's
to the finish line, depending on what sport you're talking about. To the final gun. Let's go all the sports. Final whistle.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Good luck to you and Juan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Definitely good luck to you, and you know where to find us.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
but by bringing Madonna on?
I shall do so. She is in Central Time, so it's a good night. Maybe a little early, but it's not out of control. It's not like our West Coasters where they're, like, still partying. All right.
So take care, everybody. Stay well. And we hope to hear from you again real soon. Bye-bye.
We shall do so.